welcome to the Civilian Secretariat and the South African Police Service, and also to the media and civil society. Welcome. Colleagues, maybe just in terms of our program this morning, we're going to receive an update from the drafting team in terms of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill, those outstanding matters. Members will remember that we are not at this stage able to finalize. We're still waiting for outstanding legal opinion from Parliament. There was a bit of a delay in the procurement process, so hopefully they will get that opinion and then we will schedule that meeting. There was also additional input that we received from SANEC, so as well members can have a look at it. I think it also relates to maybe the legal opinion issue. Members, then the other items on our agenda this morning is the adoption of the CIRA report that's outstanding, and also then the study visit to the People's Republic of China. Then, colleagues, I just want to draw your attention to the process for the IPED Amendment Bill. Now, colleagues will remember that we got permission from the National Assembly to proceed. Now, the invitation to the public and interested parties to comment will be published this coming Friday in the Government Gazette. So then the public and the various interested parties got 3 weeks to give input. So that means we will work during the recess. But of course there's also other parliamentary committees that's going to work. So we provisionally have prepared a program, but that is subject to changes. I just want to get a copy here that I can just indicate that to members. At this stage, the planning is that on 27 June, that's a Wednesday, we will have a briefing by the CSP and IPED on the bill, their comments on the committee bill. And then Thursday, the 28th, any other interested parties who wants to give comments. And then the next week, Pilot, I see the Tuesday is still not included. So the next week, the first week of July, the Tuesday and the Wednesday and the Thursday, we will utilize for deliberations and finalization. We can anticipate we will finish earlier, but we just want to build in some time. So we just want to ask colleagues to provisionally keep those dates open. We must still go to the House Chair to get permission. And as soon as we've got that permission, we will communicate next week to the colleagues. So that is just in terms of the colleagues' planning, that you are aware what is the plans. Maybe then, colleagues, also next week, I just want to remind colleagues, next week is a committee week. So we've got 3 sitting days at this stage where we're going to focus on the CIRA quarterly report. Wednesday we're going to deal with all outstanding minutes and reports. And then Thursday, I think it is... Thursday, but the week after that, of course, we're going to deal with, on the 13th of June, a very important meeting, if everybody can be present, the meeting on the cash and transit heists. We've invited, apart from the South African Police Service, the big 3 security companies, SABRIC, Business Against Crime, as well as the Private Security Alliance, and also the trade unions that is involved in, and that's a very important meeting because, colleagues, I think since our last meeting, things has been escalating, and there's also been some successes, but the situation is far from perfect, so we will have to prepare for that as well. So, colleagues, that is in broad strokes our program. So, without further ado, we're going to go to item 1. In terms of those amendments, in terms of the Critical Infrastructure Protection Bill, I just want to see, did everybody receive the copy? And over to the drafting team, they're welcome. Brigitte, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Jane. Chair, the amendments that the committee agreed to the previous time were contained in a draft A-list. I don't know whether the subsequent bill has been prepared for the committee. We haven't received anything. And then, of course, the outstanding matter of Clause 26 and the legal opinion as far as the drafting team is concerned, that's the only outstanding matter for us. As soon as we have that legal opinion, we can prepare proposals if necessary. But obviously, it just depends on what council recommends on that.
Thank you, Bergier. Just maybe, do you think it's of value to go through this or not at this stage?
That is actually the document that was prepared subsequent to the previous meeting. So it just captures all the amendments that were done.
Okay. Right. So there's nothing further to add at this stage?
Not from our side, at least.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think members, the only thing we can do at this stage is we will have to wait for the opinion, because that really deals with the contentious issues, and hopefully, I don't know if Nati is here, he indicated he will, but I mean, if we maybe receive it this week or later this week, we can even have, an extraordinary meeting next week or the week after just to finalize it. So thank you very much to the Secretariat. I think that's it. Thank you very much. That disposes of item 1. Now we move to item 2. It's my quorum. Yes, I was the one. But we must adopt right, we must now adopt reports. The first report we're going to, members, is the report on the SIRA. Audit performance plan. Colleagues, it is a 13-page document that was circulated. SIRA. Colleagues, if we work well this morning, we can finish before, I don't want to say time, but we can move quite effectively. Right, colleagues, let's go to page 1 of the report. Colleagues, page 1 looks good to me. I don't know if there's anything. Can we move page 1? Thank you very much, colleagues. Let's go to page 2. Colleagues, anything on page 2? I'll give members still a minute or two. Page 2 fine. Can we move to 3? Yes, Honourable. Yes.
We're just looking for errors.
Yes, yes. We're busy with errors, mistakes. Yeah.
On the input itself.
Is there one specific issue you're welcome to raise it? Yeah.
I'm only going through it now. You know, it's been hectic. But I'm not sure whether I found there's a whole lot of security officers that are working for organisation and security companies that are not registered at all. And I'm not sure that it is captured here somewhere where CIRA needs to take greater risk to ensuring that every single person that is registered, that is employed by these people are registered.
Yeah, the recommendations is on page 12 and 13.
Okay.
So, but we'll come to that, but you're welcome. Thanks for raising that. Colleagues, we're still on page 3 in terms of error mistakes and rectifications. Colleagues, is page 3 fine? Can we move to 4? Thank you. Colleagues, is page 4 fine? Can we move to page 5? Thank you. Yeah, I just want to know, Nicolette, page 5, inspectors, are they capital? Thank you. Honourable Market, did you indicate? You're welcome.
Thank you, Chairperson. Bullet point number 5. The expenditure on advertising is expected to increase with 72%. Is it with or by?
Nicolette?
Chair, we can use by. Either or, but
yeah.
And then still on that sentence, which is mainly due to the additional costs, include the branding.
Yeah, including, yeah, the Jeran, Jeran. That was in grade 5. Yeah, excellent, thank you for that, Honorable Marke. Yeah, just the colleagues who are joining us, we're currently busy with the CIRA report. We're on page 5, just going for errors, rectifications, and so on. Welcome, colleagues. Yes, yes.
Expenditure on advertising expected to increase itself, which is mainly due to the additional cost, include the branding. I think the wording there is a problem.
Yeah, including, yeah, we already dealt with that, yeah. You're right, thank you.
But I'm not sure if the word would is correct, Chair. It gives it a different message altogether. Even the one above that as well.
So you say it must be by 72%.
Is that what is happening? It's been reduced by
72%. Yeah.
So I think by...
Yeah, no, thank you for that. Thank you, Honourable Member. We appreciate it. Thanks.
The lower down will be exactly the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
All over.
My colleagues, anything else on page 5? Can we move to 6?
First lunches.
Yes.
The program has 3 sub-programs. What happens?
Thank you. Honorable Mulubachi, you happy?
No.
Thank you very much, Jacques. That must be deleted. Under 342, first line, that small e. Thank you. Or the capital one, the capital one. The capital one. Thank you. Yeah, the first line, the programs has 3 sub-programs, a hyphen maybe, sub-programs. And the same then, just above table 4, again the sub-programs. Colleagues, anything else on 6? Let's go to 7. Yes.
Sorry, we're on page 7.
Yeah, that's correct.
Under 3.4.3, number 4, the program must continuously refresh to support. It must do research or something.
What paragraph is that, Honorable Marquet?
3.4.3, number 4.
Continue. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, ensure. Okay, thank you very much. Right, thanks. Anything else on 7? Can we move to 8? Yes, Honorable Mulubachi.
Table 5. There's this sentence that I don't understand. Why am I operating turnaround time to application
for station meetings all the requirements for security officers? I don't understand this sentence.
That on a sub program registration?
Yes, one, two, three.
Yeah, that sentence that says average turnaround time of applications for registration meeting all the requirements for security officers. Know what specifically?
I do not understand it.
Okay.
That's an indicator as in the APP itself. It's
so it's a turnaround time that they need for registration, and they've got 10 days there. If you look at it carefully, the average is 10 days for meeting all the requirements. So there are a number of requirements for security officers registration. They should be trained. They should have their IDs, and there should be an application from them. So that process ought to take 10 days.
10 days.
An average of 10 days, if I remember correctly. But that's the way it's in the APP itself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Irwin.
Yes. I don't know in the context what it actually means. Increased number of training security service provided currently in the district. So, just elaborate on that. I'm not sure what it is.
Is that a direct quote from the APP? Yeah, so it's service providers, you know, giving security training. So maybe, I mean, we can't change actually what they have got.
Yeah.
That's our dilemma. But you can raise it with them next week on Tuesday when they come for the quarterly. Colleagues, can we move to 8? Committee observations. Yes.
Would it be the amendment bill contains numerous changes or the amended bill contains?
The amendment bill. Amendment bill.
Person, are we on page 8?
That's correct, yes.
The second the fifth line from the bottom.
Yes.
The authority gave assurance that consultants are only done after the completion. Consultants are only done. Is it consultancy or should it be
consultations or what?
Consultancies.
Maybe consultants are only appointed.
Appointed, yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Markey. Colleagues, anything else on page 8? Anything? Can we move to 9? Yes, Urban.
Just the paragraph expenditure. The second line, the authority including increase in compensation of employees. That must just be capitalized. Compensation of employees is a it's a line item, so we just have to capitalize.
Okay, okay, thank you.
And in the next line, Chief.
Yes,
Under research, the committee requested additional information on the role of research conducted by the authority.
What do you want to add to amend?
It depends what it actually means. Are we emphasizing on the actual research that was done, or is it?
It's fine.
Yes, Honourable. Yeah, it qualifies it, but I mean, is there a suggestion that we must maybe pin it more down? Yes.
Chief, it's on its own, it stands fine. It stands alone on the role of research conducted by the authority. There's nothing wrong with the sentence. It makes English. because it undertakes research regularly.
Yeah.
Are we not talking about the impact of the research?
Okay.
We normally talk about role when you're referring particularly to a person, you know.
Okay. So maybe we can include the chief impact.
Okay, thank you. So the paragraph on cash in transit services, we must just look at that, and for our engagement next Tuesday, and also that one on the 13th of June, what was indicated by Sira, it's quite critical for our preparation.
Okay.
Yes.
On cash in transit, the second sentence, to me the sentence is too long, and there's no punctuation anyway. What is lacking?
So maybe a solution could be maybe to have a full stop after concern, and then maybe the committee inquired whether CIRA took proactive steps. Yeah, would that assist?
Yeah, a bit.
Okay.
Last paragraph where it says after reserves and within the environment that CIRA is only responsible for training and the standard of vehicles. I think we should include something after training, the training of security officers and the standard of vehicles.
Yeah, maybe CIRA is only responsible for training, maybe standards. What? Standards.
No.
Or not?
I think maybe training of security officers is proposed, Chief. Because it's the industry body that's responsible for the training plan, not CIRA.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right, it's the other way around.
Yeah, I see the SA Reserve Bank. Just maybe on another point, should we maybe invite them as well on the 13th or not? Yeah.
Those one can check.
Yeah. Let's invite them as well.
Because particularly in the view of the other proposal.
Yeah. The requirement standards. Honourable Sheikh, would that assist for you to make it more right?
Chairperson, just to remind myself, the sentence below that, the content. The authority further indicated that the personnel in cash in transit services providers fall outside the safety and security sector bargaining council. Just, I can't remember what that means. Are they not responsible for that personnel? I mean, what they wear, the armament, does it mean that?
Yeah, it's about...
No, Chen, it's the service conditions.
Yeah.
Of the conditions of
employment. Yeah.
So the wage agreement and things like that, but not the conditions of armament. The requirements for armored vehicles and so forth. So this is, if I remember correctly.
Relating to salaries and remuneration.
Does it work somewhere else, only not with this one? That's my question.
I don't understand, Chief. For instance, SAPS is part of the Safety Security Bargaining Council. The individuals, I think, is the banking council. It's the finance bargaining council. I don't know what you call them, what's the full name. But they're responsible for the security guards who carry the cash around. But it's not this bargaining council. But they're part of a bargaining council. I think it's the finance and banking one, rather than the safety security one.
Thank you. Are you happy? Yes, Honourable Sheikh.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the word environment is correct. If we read the entire thing, what indicate there are several role-playing notes with the South African reserve within this environment. It's not better to rather talk about within this industry. Because we've got the same thing a little lower down in the...
What line is that? What is it? Also the cash in transit?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe industry. Yeah, that's fine. Let's replace environment with industry.
And so lower down would be the same thing.
Yeah.
Authority further indicates that only the cash in transit provides safety and security of the authority, which compounds the challenges experienced in the industry. Regulation of the industry.
Right, thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 9? Yeah, all the environments we replace with industry. Right. Colleagues, can we move to 10?
Yeah. On the first paragraph, what's happening?
You're electric this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, on the first paragraph, the first sentence, where it speaks of security service providers and then guards in brackets, it confuses me because I'm under the impression that service providers are companies. So once it brings the guards in brackets there, I'm getting confused.
Yeah, maybe we must indicate that specializing maybe in guards. I don't know what is the context or what, Nicolette?
Chair, refers to security service providers both in terms of companies and as
Thank you. Yeah, I think that issue of identity fraud on Mossack, maybe that also will your concerns, is, you know, that you raised at the beginning. Yeah.
But in that case, I think, sorry, that new biometric system should be able to solve a lot of that problem.
Yeah, maybe just the last paragraph of the in terms must just be justified. That, but anything else, colleagues, on page 10?
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Training Academy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Line 5, it starts with authority currently employs mostly previous members of the security services from SAPS, not like, from SAPS and correctional services.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's fine. Anything else on page 10, colleagues?
Yeah, just on the part of the very last sentence, the staggering or the spacing of the whole sentence.
Yeah, that is indeed correct. Thank you, Honorable Marke. Colleagues, anything else on 10? Right, can we move to 11?
A person,
yes.
Security at events.
Yes.
The fourth sentence.
Yes.
Would it be necessary to include as she defended herself with a chair?
I also read that and I thought maybe let's pass it, but it's a valid point. Maybe we can delete that. Yeah. Because we haven't even included the score of the game, you know, so. No, thanks for that. Yes, Irvin.
Chair, it's not related to the report itself, but this last sentence they colloquially called tasers. It's just something that the committee must take a look at for the future, the legality of using tasers, and it's a widespread use in the security industry. In terms of the constitution, where in fact tasers itself is legal, or the use of tasers is legal, because they shock people with it. It's useful for shock value.
You don't want to amend any change to the sentence?
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Colleagues, yes.
Okay. Yeah,
can I be clarified? Where are we now?
On page 11.
Yeah, can I be clarified? Does it mean all these things that are being mentioned, will it be an additional to the curriculum, or what will happen?
Right. Any responses, Nicolette?
She, I think this was more in relation to the actual implementation of SASRIA, and that the SASRIA does not really include the role of cyber security, especially in the event management committees and things like that.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 11? Can we go to 12?
Under geographic footprint.
Yes.
The authority further indicated that both of the two collocations were considered. Maybe we just might be good. Both locations were considered.
Okay, can you just make the mic? Audible? Yes.
Sorry. It says the authority further indicated that both of the two locations were considered. I think we just need to say the authority further indicated that both
locations were considered. Yeah. It's a repeat, yeah. Thank you very much.
Chairperson.
Yes, Omar Maki.
Paragraph number 3 from the bottom. There's a question that was asked, but I don't see it being answered. The committee further questioned whether events are graded differently based on the type of event. The answer there deals with different types of sport, but not different type of event. Was it the answer?
Can you just maybe give us the reference again? Is it on page 12?
Oh, sorry, page 11. Sorry.
Oh, you're still on 11. Let's go back.
Sorry, yeah. I was too interested in security of events. The committee further questioned whether events are graded differently based on the type of event. But the answer there only talks about different types of sport, not the event. I was just trying to find out, did they answer that question?
Thank you, Omar Maki. Nicolette?
Sorry, it refers specifically to sporting events. So we can include the committee further questions where the sporting events.
Okay. Honorable Mullah, did you raise your...
No.
Oh, you're fine. We're going back to 12, thank you.
Yes, Chair, on 5.1. I think we meant Moses Mabhida station, isn't it?
Mabhida.
Yeah. That's maybe a renaming. Stadium. Thank you very much. And it's Manhinda.
Mm.
Manhinda. Another renaming, the station.
Yeah.
Now spell check doesn't detect that. Anything else on 12, colleagues? Then we go to the last page 13.
Okay, the second paragraph.
Yes, you're welcome.
It could be value for money, but value of money could be value. Second paragraph, 4.
Yeah.
Roman numeral 4.
For money, thank you.
on H,
yes.
Should it not be the committee recommend that the authority work closely with DPCI and SABLI to address gaps in the management of cash in transit ICE?
Robberies.
Yes. Yeah, maybe we must keep it like, because remember at the end of the sentence we say robbery, so it's, yeah, so it's qualifying it, yeah. So I think it's fine. Yes, Honourable Bolabatsi.
The last recommendation. Is it the use and training, or the training and use? Because we train first before we use.
Yeah, I think it's valid. Honourable Mullah, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Roman number 9.
Yes.
Number 9.
Yeah, but the act, you see the act, actually it's correct like that.
Correct.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It can be interpreted as incorrect because the act is, thanks for that.
Chairperson, I would suggest that it be written in full.
Well, usually the approach is we state it full in the first part of, let's say the first paragraph, and then the rest, we use the abbreviation in all our reports. We've got that approach.
No, I was referring to this one because it just looks funny.
Oh, the Seal Act, yeah. Yeah, no, because, I mean, we in the introduction paragraph, we actually indicate the act itself.
And I would also suggest that Roman letter 8, subbrick, I didn't see it anywhere before, then it be written in full and the subbrick be in brackets.
Okay, thank you for that. Colleagues, anything else? But I think there's a lot of issues that we can follow up on Tuesday when we deal with the first quarterly. So I think a lot of these issues, that is really quite urgent currently in the public domain. Right. Yes.
Chairperson, in the conclusion, the second last, or the second sentence, I think it's very big English. It is said the committee is cautiously optimistic. What does it mean we are?
Yeah, I think in this environment, the experience is one must be rather cautiously optimistic. Being over optimistic, you will at your own peril find out qualified audits and disclaimers. So I think it's maybe correct. Honourable Bailey?
No, Chair, I'm just nodding and sort of going in agreement because, you know, two acting commissioners and one permanent one later, one has to adopt permanent skepticism.
Chair, yes. Mr. Bailey is cautiously optimistic.
Right, colleagues, if everybody's happy with the report, can we maybe get a proposal? Honourable Mulabatsi, seconder, Honourable Mamishaik. Thank you very much, colleagues, for your input, and it's valuable, and I think it also ensures that the product is of good quality. Thank you also for the researcher and the team. Colleagues, we then go to the final item of the day, and that is the China report. Pilots, yeah. Your report. So the oversight, the study tour report, it's an 11-page document. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. We go to page 1.
It should be dated 31st Chair. That's the heading. Should be, sorry, Chair. It should be 15th of October, comma, date 30th of May, if we can adopt it today.
Yeah. Well, you've got that. Thank you, Owen.
Chair, just on the last sort of clause of the first paragraph, I just want to fact check that if the National People's Congress was the equivalent of this committee. If I understood correctly, the National People's Congress was the PRC's parliament.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Violet?
It says the Internal and Judicial Affairs Committee of the National People's Congress.
Oh, I see. So
it's qualified, you already qualified it, yeah. No, but thanks for that. Thanks, buddy. Oh, no. It's transnational crime, it's the capital. Yeah, maybe if we can use also the study tour rather than the trip. You know, the trip is informal. Yes, on the Mamalapachi.
Grammatical error.
Colleagues, anything else on page 1? Can we go to 2? Honourable Mulabachi, over to you.
Yes, the last paragraph, the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Honourable Mulabachi, can you maybe move to the next?
You can spell it like that as well.
You can
spell it like that, cooperation. But Chair, this complement, various pieces of legislation would be passed in order to complement. That complement with
yeah.
the I
yeah.
is incorrect. It
yeah.
must be with the E.
It must be
yeah, because if I compliment you, I kind of thank you and for work well done and so forth. But complement is in addition to. So because it talks about pieces of legislation. To complement these processes. So it's not with the I, it's with the E. It's correct.
Because it's a different...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chair?
Yes, welcome.
Just before we cause a diplomatic incident, the second line under 2.2, that should refer to the People's Republic
yeah.
of China, because the Republic of China
yeah.
is Taiwan.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a very long very long discussion with the Chinese government. Yeah.
Pilot, please amend accordingly. Yeah, or to use the abbreviation maybe. Right through, because we use it on the first page. Yeah, that to ensure that we don't confuse this issue. Maybe under 2.3, the briefing, shouldn't that be a small letter, briefing? Colleagues, anything else on page 2? Can we move to 3? Yes, Honourable Malabatsi.
Where are we?
On page 3.
The first paragraph there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At the right at the end of the sentence. Or it says successful prosecution of crime. Do we prosecute crime or criminal?
Criminal.
What paragraph is it?
First paragraph.
Okay.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sentence towards the end.
Yeah.
It speaks of successful prosecution of crime. I'm saying, do we prosecute crime or criminals?
Colleagues, any views on this?
I think either one generally seems fine to me. I suppose technically you would prosecute a person for a crime. I'm happy either way.
So we'll take your amendment. We've got a concurring view. Thank you, Honourable Molibati. Thank you.
Chair, if I may jump in on that same paragraph. The complemented there on the fourth line of 2.4 actually needs to be the other one with the E and not the I. Because it's the work of the judiciary being complemented in the sense of added to by the police.
Yeah, you're correct. Thank you. So that's the fourth line or under 2.4, meeting with the Supreme People's Court officials. I just want to know, people's courts, shouldn't that be capital? The second paragraph, the Constitution of the People's Republic of China provides that the people's courts, is it capital or is it?
Because we have it capital on the previous one.
Yeah.
And just a line on top of that, the administration of justice, Chair. Maybe we should make it a lowercase justice.
Where is that?
The lines above that. The of the previous paragraph, administration of justice.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And maybe the third or fourth line, also people's courts in the second paragraph, also capital. Again, people's courts in the next sentence as well. I just want to check collegiate panel, is that correct? Collegiate panel, is that the correct translation?
Collegiate panel.
Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Mm-hmm. Then we move to page 4.
Chair, on line one,
present.
Page four, I suspect that if that is a formal body, that Judicial Cooperation Forum would need to be capitalized. But I'm not sure what the nature of that body is.
Pilot?
Yeah, Chair, can you use the capital?
Thank you. Thank you, Mbele. Mbele.
The third line, the prosecution of inter-country crimes, should it be used transnational? Inter-country could be between countries, but isn't transnational better? I don't know.
Chairperson, why don't you simply use between countries?
Yeah, the reference, just the reference.
Third line, Chair, from the top. Prosecution of.
What was the context?
I think the way I may have noted it is probably how they interpreted it, that they inter-country. But I'm fine with transnational.
Okay, thank you. Let's change it. Thank you.
Second line, first word, second line of second paragraph. I think that complementary needs to be the one with the E.
That's right. Thank you. Maybe the heading in 2.5, should we maybe not mention the exact designation of the standing committee? Because there's maybe many standing committees within this NPC. Pilot? Okay.
I'm operating from fuzzy memory here, but if I recall correctly, the standing committee actually referred to a smaller particular body of the basically a kind of subcommittee of the NPC. So if I may use a familiar example, the standing committee is the NWC's version of to the NEC.
Yeah,
it's a kind of smaller body that meets more frequently on the mandate of the larger body.
You're correct. Yeah. No, thank you for that, Mbele. Colleagues, anything else on page 4?
A technical correction.
Yes.
Because I remember this put out. 2.5, first paragraph, around the middle, the sentence that starts, the NPC viewed the
BRICS membership by the two countries. And then the next body that's being referred to, that's a very particular one, because it's called the Forum for China-Africa Cooperation. Forum of China-Africa Cooperation, the FOCAC, which all needs to be capitalized.
No, thank you for that. Thank you. Right, colleagues, anything else on 4? Can we move to 5? Maybe that second last paragraph, just to bring in a verb there, the delegation also shared with the committee the South African Police Service Training System for Police Officers, and that a lot can be learned from the Chinese approach. Or maybe the committee observed that, you know, a lot can be learned, because it stands a bit alone there, and that's a lot. You know, you must quantify, you know, the observation of that view.
Second last paragraph. Second last line. Training system for its police officers and the committee observed. You must insert that there.
Thank you, Irvin, for the translation. Colleagues, anything else on five? Can we move to six? Yes.
In the first paragraph, 1, 2, 3 line, the third line from the bottom. Professional police, why do we have the capital T now? That
must be a small p.
Small p, thank you. Honorable Mulabatsi. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Then 2.7, the first line, maybe the president of the PPSUC, maybe comma, Mr. Chow Chikun.
Security or university going in South Africa.
Yeah, college, maybe in the middle of 2.7, over the past 66 years, the institution has earned the name of Cradle of Police Officers for the People's Republic of China. You must maybe just include another.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
On that same paragraph, I think bachelor's in the second last line needs to be capitalized.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on six?
The second paragraph, 2.7, maybe just remove the various many other, doctoral program and various many other. I think the many is maybe.
Yeah, thanks. Tautology. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, six. Anything else on six? Let's go to 7. Yes, Honorable Batsi.
Officers can choose. Double O.
It's double O, double O?
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Honorable Batsi. maybe then also in the third paragraph, middle, vast opportunities exist for the two countries to collaborate in various, many areas. So various and many. So maybe you must choose. Various or many. One must be deleted.
Chair, under 3.1, the fourth line, well, yeah, actually the fifth line, but starting on the fourth line, it said cooperation between the two countries must be continuous and is at the end to grow.
Thank you very much, there, colleague. Yeah, maybe talking of diplomatic scandals, Honorable Mbele, 3.1, the last sentence, between the two counties. County is smaller than a department, and county is very small, so it's countries, pilot. Thanks. Yes, Honorable.
Maybe before we can move on from this question of this Central University. This missing part of the feeder, you know, because I think it's very much important, of the feeder, once police graduate and are on the field and assessment done by their commanders on the ground, feeding back to the university for further research and development of sharpening of the skills. I think that part is very, very important because that's what is missing in our system.
So I think your pilot, the suggestion by Honorable Mushlongu is correct that we maybe include two paragraphs, you know, and I mean, we don't have to finalize it now, but I mean, to include that perspective, the fact that when the recruits are in the field, there's feedback to the university, evaluate the candidates, you know, because in the end, they also must decide who will become the commander. So the university is also a kind of training assessment facility. So that's quite important. No, thank you for that, Honorable Mushlongu. So a paragraph in that regard will be included. So I think what we will do, we won't adopt today, we will adopt on Tuesday so that we can include that paragraph. That's quite critical. Right, colleagues, anything else on 7? Maybe also on 3, 2 second sentence, chairperson, comma, Ms. Shi Kun Pin. Anything else on 7? Then we go to 8.
Chair, just on, sorry to take you back, Chair. 3.2, discussions with the Shanghai Municipal People's Court, in brackets SMPC, so that you establish it right there, because you don't do it elsewhere. SMPC.
Is
yeah.
It in the heading?
In the heading, Chair.
Yes. Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Then we go to 8 again.
Chair, on page 8,
yes.
First paragraph, second last line, I think that should say any law or regulation, because the last sentence also echoes that idea of such laws or regulations.
Right, so you want inclusion of regulation.
to change of to or between law or regulation on that second last line.
Yeah, my version is or. Is yours saying off? How is it that the members got different versions?
Can you read that?
On the second last line, first paragraph, page 8, third last line, my version says before a decision to make any law of regulation. So I was saying that of must become or. But it seems I might have
it's of or regulation. No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, I was already in the last paragraph of the sentence of the paragraph. No, thanks. So we've got the same version. That's good news. Colleagues, anything else on page 8? Yes, Honourable Bailey.
I do want to add a point under 3.3, because I remember this was part of what I marvelled at. It is correct on the second line that the population is over 24 million, but I remember the chief making the qualification that during the day that swells up to 31 million with the commuters coming in. And I think giving that sense of scope and range is important for context.
Yeah. So, pilot, if we can also include that, maybe to say, maybe a separate sentence to indicate that. Yeah, but I mean, it swells to say that the number of inhabitants swells during the daytime to 30 million. Because remember, there's a lot of people commuting in from the outlying areas.
Could you not say population of over 24 million people?
That's it. Thank you for that, Nicolette. Right, anything else on 8? Can we move to 9? Maybe in the middle of the page, the city has embarked on strategic partnerships with various consulates to better deal with transnational crimes and extends an invitation to SAPS to form a strategic partnership. Thank you for that.
On that same paragraph, the last line, I think that first word should be investing heavily in smart policing as opposed to on.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Honourable Bele. Maybe just a full stop after the first paragraph of 4. to the People's Republic of China or colon, yeah, thanks. Colleagues, anything else on 9?
Yeah, Chair, something is not clear for me.
Yes, Honorable Abati.
The paragraph before 4, finding self-observation. Am I ahead of you? I do not know. Okay.
I even lost where I was just anyway.
Yeah,
I was talking about this to prosecute criminal behavior is taking me to that question that I had before. Do you prosecute the behavior or the criminal?
Panel of experts to the left. Yes.
Chair, you can say prosecute criminal behavior.
Okay.
Because the behavior is the result of the criminal displaying that particular behavior. So I wouldn't see anything wrong with putting it like that. Maybe the court could.
Colleagues, anything else on 9? Can we move to 10? Yes, on Muslim.
On paragraph 3, strategic partnership with various consulates to better deal with transactions, they extended an invitation to subs to forming. I think we need just to make,
yeah.
To form.
Yeah, we already dealt with
it. Oh,
that.
Okay, fine.
But thanks for alerting us again, thank you. Colleagues, can we move to 10?
Chair, on 5.1, at the end of that first line, I think we will just correct that to say NPC, not CPC.
Thank you very much.
It's a legal thing. The embassy, we call it the embassy in China, because it's not part of the Commonwealth, because normally we talk about the High Commission.
Yeah.
So that's correct. Okay.
Colleagues, anything else on 10? Then we go to page 11. Yeah, maybe just Consul General, our third diplomatic incident, Consul.
He must be deleted.
He must be deleted. Yeah, maybe a comma after Cape Town.
Yeah.
And again, also the People's Republic of China. Is there any other recommendations that the members of the delegation wants to include?
5.5, could you not say
embark
on a benchmarking study?
Yeah, benchmarking study, that's yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's also a confidential part of the report where the members got lost on the market, but we won't table it in the house. We won't table it. No, there's a confidential section also of the report where the members got lost on the market. And the market, we won't put it. Yeah, we won't put it in the report. Now, Corrige, is there anything else that you feel that we should include? Thank you very much. I think, Pilot, if you can maybe also liaise with Mr. Mshlongu just with regard to those, you know, the important role of the university in terms of keeping track of the recruits and police performance. Then we can finalise, we can just as the first item on Tuesday before we start with the interaction with Sira, just then adopt, you know, the amended report. Great. Thank you very much, honourable members. We have come to the end of the Portfolio Committee meeting on police. Our next meeting will be Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday.
But Thursday might come up if that
legal opinion.
If the legal opinion comes to the fore. Thank you, Paula. No, I think it was good input. I think the report is looking now quite good. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.